Welcome. This is American Public Media's Future Tense, Public Radio's daily journal of the digital age, the state of U.S. cybersecurity. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. The Federal Emergency Management Agency has been sharply criticized for its sluggish response to Hurricane Katrina. Now, some critics say the Department of Homeland Security's Cybersecurity Division could be next. In a report on CNETnews.com, reporter Declan McCullough looks at growing concern over the U.S. government's ability to respond to a cyber attack that would knock out the Internet or other critical networks.
When the Department of Homeland Security was created about 3.5 years ago, all the cybersecurity functions, the Energy Department, Commerce Department, FBI, were centralized under the new DHS. And that was charged with basically being a central response point for any type of Internet emergencies and online attacks that could bring down the net.
Summarize the concern that's out there right now that we are not prepared, that we're in a potential sort of FEMA Katrina type situation.
The concern is that there used to be a more high-profile role for cybersecurity efforts. There's someone in the White House tasked with it, and now FEMA was moved under the umbrella of DHS rather than remaining an independent agency. The same thing happened with cybersecurity. It's one component and not really the primary component of cybersecurity. After September 2001, the federal government started thinking about physical security instead of electronic.
So who is critical of government preparedness right now?
Well, it's actually difficult to find folks who aren't in this area. I mean, it's everyone from the Cybersecurity Industry Alliance to academics who follow the group to and internal auditors who have gone in, government auditors, and looked at things and concluded that DHS is, quote, unprepared for a real electronic or Internet emergency.
What specific points do they make when they say we're not prepared?
The department's computers don't talk to each other. It's been 3.5 years, and they still don't have a common language to speak because they came from different agencies. Things like the department doesn't have anyone in charge right now. They've had a rapid shuffle departures of top officials over the last few years, and the top post has been vacant since January. Another concern is that the top post that was vacated in January, and we're still waiting for someone to fill it, is a mid-level post. It doesn't report directly to the Secretary of Homeland Security. Instead, it's sort of a mid-level manager, and that may not be high profile enough to give it the attention it should at least arguably deserve.
What does the Department of Homeland Security say in its own defense?
We asked them that, and they didn't want to talk on the phone. Instead, they sent us a statement that said cybersecurity has been and continues to be one of the department's top priorities. And they say in the responses, written responses, again, to some of the government auditors, independent folks who have gone in and looked at it, that, well, we may have made some mistakes in the past, but we think that things will look better in the future. And then they did hire someone who's well-respected in the technology community, Stuart Baker, as Assistant Secretary for Policy. And so he's still awaiting Senate confirmation, but that might be a move in the right direction.
Declan McCullough writes for CNETnews.com. Future Tense is online at futuretenseweb.org. I'm John Gordon.